Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Find a sense of stillness, a beneficial balance with which to center yourself and quiet the loudness of life. Happy day to you. Welcome to our inspired community. Welcome to our inspired listeners from around the world. This is Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on the Network of Consciousness, Om Times Radio. Today is another awesome Wisdom Wednesday where we will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey, or what I refer to as soul adventures. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector here in Seattle, Washington, and you can explore, discover, and prospect more about myself or my spiritual practice here in Seattle, Washington at marklanehart.com, or you can just do an internet search for the Intuitive Prospector. I do have a few events coming up. On June 12th, I will be in Spokane, Washington, teaching a metaphysical spiritual workshop called Spiritual Borders. So if you find yourself in the Spokane Valley area on June 12th, I would love to work with you. I'll be heading down to Encino, California on July 16th to do a joint workshop with my co-host, Kim Falcon. And we will be doing the Spiritual Borders metaphysical workshop on how to connect to spirit, meditation, healing, spiritual inspiration. And then on July 23rd, I will be down in Kent, Washington for the Conscious Wellness Expo. And if you find yourself out in Kent, Washington, I'd love to work with you on July 23rd. And I'm also starting a new hikes every Friday called Forest Bathing, where you can get out and do a little bathing in the forest and connect to nature. If you want to learn more about those hikes that are up and coming for the summer months of June, July, and August, please visit my site at marklanehart.com. And with every Wisdom Wednesday, my beautiful co-host down in Encino, California, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First, is live on the air with me. Kim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's another Wisdom Wednesday, and I'm hoping that we can connect with our guest here who is currently having some technical issues. But we're going to be talking about choices today and what choices we make and where our choices take us. And how can the inspired listeners know more about you, Kim?
Yes, they can find me at lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info. And as Mark said, we are getting so excited about July 16th, where we will be doing a workshop together here in Encino, California. As always, if you're looking for support on your path in the way of greater understanding of life events, we all need that from time to time, I'd be happy to help you. I also do healings, hypnotherapy. I help people with their spiritual development. So there's all kinds of fun stuff that we can do together. If you're interested, give me a call, reach out. I'd be happy to hear from you. So, Mark, as you know, we are in the month of May. This is our last week of May. Can you believe it?
I can't. It's going by so quick, but I'm ready for the summer months.
Yeah, well, we're almost there. And for the month of May, our inspired affirmation is, every day in every way, my life gets better and better. You know, as I say that, I'm grateful to have that as our affirmation. I think it was a nice thing to reaffirm for myself today as well. So hopefully you find our listeners find it to be equally as useful. And if you'd like to interact with us on social media, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can send us your questions for either Mark or myself, or even our guests, because our guests welcome questions too. So that is that's how you can keep in touch with us. Our community continues to grow, and we're just so happy to have you be with us.
Thank you for that, Kim. And, you know, today's show, we're going to be talking about choices, but our guest that was going to join us is not able to log on right now. So we're working hard to get her on the line, either by telephone or through our Skype connection. So this might be a improv show, Kim, where we just kind of just go with what we're feeling and talk about subjects that are going on. The positive affirmation is very important. And one of the things that I incorporate into my life is what I call the Grateful Eight. And it's funny because they just came out with a movie called The Hateful Eight, which is completely opposite of what I do. But every morning what I try to do
– I haven't heard of that one. That sounds terrible,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie, and it's totally opposite of what I do. But I've always had this thing called The Grateful Eight, and it's eight things every day that I'm grateful for. So for our inspired listeners, if you're having a down day today, think about the positive things in your life. Think about what you can be grateful for. You don't have to do eight. You can make up, you know, whatever number works for you. But every morning what I try to do just to help, you know, my day moving forward is list eight things that I'm, you know, grateful for. And I call that the Grateful Eight. And it's just something to help you get, you know, on the path of being inspired. And, you know, whether it's a roof over your head, clean running water, the ability to take a shower, the little things, if you can appreciate that, it just helps make your day go that much better.
Well, it sure does, Mark. And, you know, actually there's a book out there called The Magic, The Secret, The Magic by Rhonda Byrne that I want to just mention as we talk about living in gratitude. It is a 28-day plan to doing that. And so I know for myself and a lot of folks out there, we need a little bit of a plan to put us in place and to remind us of what we can do on a daily basis. It gives us something to kind of work towards on a daily basis. So I really like this book, and you can do it. And then at the end of the month, and you see how your life has shifted. And one of the things that they say in this book, The Magic, is that you would write down something that you are grateful for. But then the other very important component to this is why it is you're grateful for what it is you're grateful. So what they say is that even during our most challenging times, our most difficult times, there's still things in our lives to be grateful for. So whether it is you've lost a job, you've gone through a breakup, family issues, whatever, money issues, there's still things to be grateful for. And that's what it helps. That's what I think helps to keep us grounded and to remember the beauty that that surrounds us. So they're saying that, like, if you lost your job, you could say, well, I'm grateful that I have this time to myself because it gives me the opportunity to concentrate on my health by going to the gym. I'm now able to catch up on things that I wasn't able to devote time to. Et cetera. So I really like that. It's not only why you're grateful, but what you're grateful for, but why it is you're grateful for that.
I love that. And that's why we do the positive affirmation, right? If you can do 30 days of just telling yourself that same, you know, what you're grateful for, or positive affirmations or mantras, that's very, very important.
Yes. And so it does not look like we are having much luck with our bringing our guest on today, does it, Mark? I have reached out to her and we're having a little bit of challenges, but we'll just continue to be inspirational, just the two of us while we work on trying to get our guests on. And it's a shame because, you know, she has a book out that's called Choices.
Mm-hmm.
And it was channeled by the angels through to her. And there were so many beautiful messages that she wanted to make sure that she was able to get across today to the audience, that messages that the higher realms feel it's important to get out to the masses. So I'm so sorry that it looks like at this point in time, I'm not sure we're going to make it through all of that. Or make it through that today. Maybe we can bring her on at a different time. But
we're just just getting her connected on Skype, and Skype seems to be having a little bit of issue today. So maybe at the break, when we go to our first break here in just a couple minutes, we'll see if we can try to get her back on to Skype. I think her book is very interesting. It's all about choices. You know, it's that catalyst for personal growth and change, and channeled by spirit. So I was interested to see what that was all about, especially channeled by spirit.
Yes. And, you know, one of the other things that I found to be interesting about this book, or the premise of this book, is the notion of connecting to your soul. And I think that feels like almost a theme that continues to be revisited on our show with different guests that come on, the importance mm-hmm. of connecting to one's soul. So a lot of times, you know, we're focused on getting guidance from our angels or our spirit guides and our loved ones, but there's a whole lot of wisdom to be had within ourselves, and our soul is really what's guiding, the driving force of what guides us in our life. And here we are at our first break.
We're being guided into our first break. So
yes, we are. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio. We are still trying to connect to our special guest, Nancy Byrne, but we are having technical difficulties. So we're just going to keep plugging along. Kim, what's going on? What do we want to talk about today? Today's going to be an improv show talking about everything under the stars. What's on your mind?
Well, that's a good question, Mark. Change.
Change.
Let's talk about change. That just came to me. Change in our lives.
Okay. And
Go ahead.
Well, just change and choices and our thoughts. And, you know, the teachers always talk about the only thing that we're ever really in control of, because life throws a lot of different things at us, is our thoughts and how we react to life changes, right?
Yes, isn't that the truth? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we're presented with. The only thing that matters is what we choose to do with it, and how we do, and what we choose to do with that,
mm-hmm.
and how we respond. And okay, I have a comment on that. This actually came up in a session with my client the other day. We were talking about different people, and also. Being in difficult situations.
Mm-hmm.
And out here in California, so if you drive through the canyons, Laurel Canyon, Coldwater Canyon, this is in southern LA, it's the craziest thing ever, but you see these homes on stilts, like hanging off the side of the mountain on stilts.
Hmm.
And it's a little...
And these are probably million-dollar houses, I imagine.
Yeah, they're very expensive. They've got great views, but just the thought of having your home on a stilt hanging off the side of a mountain in earthquake country is not always the most comforting thought.
Yeah, but, especially in earthquake country, right?
Right.
It's kind of an oxymoron.
So I'm always amazed. Now, I guess the message that came through the other day is when you're going through a challenging time, it's like you can be a home on stilts, or you can be a home on a really solid foundation, like a, you know, I don't know what they call it, a cement slab, or, you know, it's like grounded, solid foundation.
Right.
And it's almost like, you know, if a tornado were to come through, which I guess our challenges can sometimes feel like that, right? Spiraling in the mind and your thoughts and our emotions and so forth. Do you want to be the home on the solid foundation, or do you want to be the home on the stilts hanging off the side of the mountain?
Yeah, I think I'm going to choose the solid foundation for that one versus
like, right? Stilts. But that has a lot to do with, I think, how we are internally. So what it is that we do to create a solid foundation for ourselves. What is it that you do to make sure that you are the home that's on that solid foundation and not the home swaying on stilts?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also goes back to even Barbara DeAngelis, when we had her on, Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, she talked about that. If you if you are not grounded within or centered within, then you're going to be very shaky.
Mm-hmm.
If you're only look like you're put together on the outside, but really in the inside you're not, you're going to have troubling times, mm-hmm. When these challenges present themselves. So change is something that's, I guess, constant in our lives, right? Mm-hmm. Change is always happening. Life is fluid.
Exactly. And that's the only thing I found consistent in life is change. And one of the practices that I practice with my Qigong energy every morning is to be like bamboo, very flexible, and not be like a tree that's stiff and won't bend, because that tree breaks. And so some of the philosophies of your thoughts, how you live your life, being open to the dynamic flow of you know, the changes that come at us, is to be like bamboo and to be flexible. Kind of like how we're being flexible right now on today's show. We had a show planned. I think I'm able to get Nancy connected. I'm not sure. Nancy, can you hear us? Yeah, she's showing that she's connected, but I can't hear her, so I don't know if she's having technical issues. So, but it's
I'm,
you know,
here.
Kind of,
I'm here.
She is here. A voice
Nancy.
Of the unknown.
I'm sorry. I thought the show started at 1, and so.
Well,
no,
better
so
late than ever.
I'm so happy to have you. My goodness.
Well, Nancy, welcome to Inspired Living. We were just kind of going to go with a very improv show. Sometimes that happens. And we were just talking about change and being in control of our thoughts and how we react to life changes, and also choices. So we were talking about choices. So real quick, for our Inspired listeners out there all around the world, let me just give a little bit of snippet background about Nancy. And then, Nancy, we're going to talk about – get right into your book, Choices. But you are the author of Choices, which is a cutting edge book that brings empowering choices back to your life. In the book, Nancy helps readers to choose to be that person again. She guides readers in listening to their inner guidance from their souls rather than the mindless chatter of everyone around them. And boy, don't we know about that mindless chatter. She was also a featured author at the Louise Hay I Can Do It conference in Denver, Colorado in April of 2015. And Choices was not only the number one bestseller of the new releases, they also ran out of copies at the conference. I went to the You Can Do It conference here in Seattle just a few months ago, Nancy. Where you weren't at the Seattle conference, were you?
No, I wasn't. We've just moved to Washington about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it was a great conference. I actually got to meet Barbara DeAngelis, and so we talked about her book, Soul Shifts, and it was a great conference. I love the I Can Do It conference, and to be a featured author, that's awesome. So congratulations on that. So you have your own radio show, Choices, and that's the every fourth Friday of the month at 2 p.m. Pacific. What radio station is that on?
It's on Nicole Whitney's News for the Soul.
News for the Soul. Okay. And then you're also a spiritual psychic reader and channeler for the prestigious American Association of Psychics, correct?
Correct.
Correct. All right. Well, just a little bit of background on you. Welcome to Inspired Living. We want to, because we're already getting to be halfway through the show, but we wanted to have you just introduce yourself to our Inspired listeners and talk about your book Choices and what compelled you to write this book.
Well, actually, I didn't write the book. Spirit wrote the book. I just kept – people kept asking me to, you know, that I should write a book. I had so much to, you know, life experiences to share, and I thought if I wrote a book, no one would ever want to read it. So I had a girlfriend that asked me to – told me I should write a book, so I wrote a chapter. The book was going to be entitled Something's Missing and I Think It's Me. It was the gloomiest book you would ever want to read. People would have been suicidal if they would have read that book. That I wrote.
That's not good.
And literally, it was just all doom and gloom and poor me. And, so one morning I woke up and Spirit said, I want you to write a book. Your life's experiences would help a lot of people, because so many people feel that they're all alone and they're the only ones that are going through these things. And it'll be really inspiring for them to know that someone's been through all of this and come out at the other end and survived and having a really great life. So I went out, and in 2.5 weeks, the book was written. It was like somebody was dictating it to me. But then, you know, I talk about not listening to the mindless chatter and of everyone else around us and taking other people's advice. And I went to lunch with a friend of mine who's a PhD psychologist, and she's written a bestseller, and asked her what recommendations she would have about the book. I'd never written a book before, and she had, and she said, "Oh, my God, Nancy," she said, "it is an exercise in futility." She said, "I will never write another book. It takes so much time and so much effort." She said only 1 out of every 10 people that ever write a book get it published. It's $64,000 to get a book published. That right there was a deal breaker for me, because I didn't have $64,000.
Right. Who has $64,000? My goodness.
So I put the book on the shelf for almost 2 years. And then one morning I woke up and Spirit said, Nancy, if you want me to get the book published, you're going to have to finish writing it. So I went out and finished writing the book. And when I was proofing it, I was amazed how good it was. And even my husband read it and said, this doesn't sound like you at all. This is so profound. I said, well, because it's not me.
Nancy? Okay, no, you're here. I thought we lost you. Right. So that's, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, so I'm sorry. Continue with your thoughts. You were talking about how your husband said, this is so profound.
He said, it doesn't sound like you at all. And I said, that's because it's not me writing the book.
That's kind of, you know, I notice that too. Like if I do automatic writing where I'm just channeling information through meditation, you go back and you read it and you say, well, that's not the way I would describe things or, right? That's Spirit talking.
It is. And it's amazing. You know, Spirit knows a lot more than we do and what people need and how to touch people's souls.
And Nancy, as far as the publishing, I just want to let our inspired listeners out there know that if you are writing a book, there are ways to self-publish as well. I have a few colleagues and friends that have wrote several books and have published and had great success with that. So don't let the $64,000 publishing fee scare you away. Write your message. You know, I always say listen to the whispers of your heart or feel the slap of reality. So, you know, you followed that whisper, you followed what Spirit had for you, and I commend you for it.
Yes, I self-published through Balboa Press, and I was very pleased with them. And you're right. It cost about $900-some.
A lot cheaper than $64,000.
That's a lot more palatable.
Exactly.
So, Nancy, you know, when you and I were talking about you coming on the show, you were really – I mean, you were very passionate about getting certain messages out there. Now we're heading to break, but when we come back in 2 minutes, let's talk about what Spirit wants us to know. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our guest, Nancy Byrne.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you wondering what is really going on behind the news? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland on Share on the Air Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news, Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us on shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for. Check it out.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millices, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back, Inspired listeners, to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Nancy Burns. We talk about her book, Choices. Choices that was channeled from spirit with the intention of having very important messages that spirit wants us to know about that Nancy's going to share with us today. So Nancy, do you want to start off with a couple of important concepts that's good for us to know?
Yes, I feel this week it seems like people have been talking about that spirit, that God is testing them. And spirit said, I'm not testing them. I'm Almighty God. I know exactly what they're going to do. What we are being given is a tremendous opportunity for growth and empowerment. Spirit knows that we're going to follow through and we're going to do what we're supposed to do. So we're given these opportunities. When you think that something is insurmountable, when you think that when you're terrified to do something and you actually follow through and you do it and you accomplish it, your self-confidence and your trust grow so much. It's just amazing. And that's how we learn and we grow in confidence. We don't gain the confidence and then do something. We take a chance and do it, and that's how we build the confidence. So we kind of look at everything sometimes as, oh my gosh, you know, I'm just being tested. This is so hard. I've thought myself, you know, they say that you're never given anything more than you can bear. And I thought, I think you missed the boat here. I think this is more than I can bear. But boy, when I accomplish something, it's just amazing. The first radio show I was on, I almost canceled because I was so terrified of being on the radio. Doing a video, the first video I did, I almost didn't do it because I was so scared. I seem to be pretty fear-based lots of times, and I'm really learning. Spirit is taking me through that, and I am really, really learning, you know, to overcome that. Another thing that's really been, Spirit's been imparting to me is that I was reading a place in the Bible because that's, you know, all I've really known about. But and it was talking about Moses when he was praying to save the people and, you know, to help them. And he was just, he kept praying and praying, Lord, Lord, you said you would save thy people. You know, we're at the sea is in front of us. The army's coming down from the other side. Please, you promised you'd save your people. We're all going to perish. And Spirit said, Moses, quit praying and start walking. It wasn't until the bottom of his foot hit the sea. At that instant, it parted. So we have to take responsibility and move forward. We just can't sit around and wait for miracles because you know what? You are the miracle.
I love that, Nancy. We've got to be active participants in our own lives, I believe, just like you're saying. I mean, that's a part of our growth. That's what we came here to do, right? In order for our soul's growth, we can't do that by just waiting for things to happen.
Exactly. And I really think that, you know, Spirit cares more about us than we care about ourselves. Spirit wants us to be happy and to live good lives. And if you have, like Mark was talking about, if you feel like you're being inspired to write a book, just write it. You don't get a desire in your soul without being given every single thing you need to accomplish that desire. We're born with everything we need. It's just like, I always use this analogy. You know, the birds know when to fly south for the winter. The dolphins have sonar. Even the leaves on trees turn upward before a big rainstorm to catch the moisture. We have our own inner guidance. We have all the answers, and only we can make important choices for our lives because we're the only ones with all the answers. when you go to see a therapist, they don't know everything about you. They know basically what you've told them. Some famous, you know, some guru may be very friendly, but only you really have all the answers in your life. Only you can make decisions that impact you. If you come to me and I give you a suggestion and you follow it and I'm wrong, I don't suffer the consequences. You do. So you have to make the decisions that are best for you because it's your life.
Yeah, you've just touched on a couple of really big things. I would imagine that is, you talk a lot about the soul, right? The soul in your book, connecting to the soul, because the soul is the part of us that holds our higher selves in all of this inner wisdom that's accessible to us.
That's it. I think it's your spirit that's in your soul, that our inner guides are, that, you know, people call it your hunches, your gut, your intuition. It really is. It's your soul. And you don't get bad information from your soul. You know, spirit loves you more than you love yourself. And it's not going to lead you astray. I've been told, or asked so many times, because I don't use the terminology Jesus, I talk about spirit, that, you know, what about if it wasn't God that was talking to me? What about, well, the messages that I'm getting are empowering and helpful, and I believe that they can help a lot of people. I don't think that any evil spirits or anything are going to give positive messages to people. I think they would do things that hurt you. And I just have to trust in my own inner guidance. I've always trusted in man, and it doesn't get you anywhere. It really doesn't. I choose to walk with God and with spirit. We moved to Whidbey Island not too long ago, and when I wrote the book, I was going to see this massage therapist, and she said, Nancy, I have a vacation home on Whidbey Island. She said, why don't you and your husband come and visit me and I'll have a book signing for you. I was there. A book signing. Yay, I'm there.
Wow, nice.
So I mentioned it to my husband, and he's well-traveled. I'm not. He said he'd never seen Whidbey Island and he'd love to come. So we got the tickets, and 3 days before we were supposed to get here, she called and said, I'm really, really sorry. She said, I can't have a book signing for you. My husband is being transferred. I have to get our house and Parker ready to sell, because we're going to be moving to Whidbey Island permanently. But I just love your energy. Come and get the key and stay at my house. So we came, and I am absolutely terrified of water. I think it's beautiful. I love to stick my toes at a little running stream, but my father tried to drown me as a child, and I can still remember trying to breathe, and you're just breathing in water, and I'm horrified to be in deep bodies of water. So when we got on the ferry, I thought I was going to have a full-blown panic attack. It was more than a little unnerving, and it was really nice. It was beautiful, but I couldn't figure out why we had come. And so when we got home, I was very upset with spirit, and I wrote a letter, automatic writing, and I said, why did you have Michelle invite me to go to the island on the pretense of having a book signing for me? You're God. You know everything. You knew she wasn't going to have a book signing for me. And spirit said, I had Michelle invite you to Whidbey Island because you're going to be moving there. And I said, bet me, there is no way I am moving to an island. And I mentioned it to my husband, and he laughed, and he said, oh, sweetheart, we could never give up everything we have here. We had a small ranch with 4 acres. We just loved it. I had a huge garden, and I always wanted to be like Heidi and have a secret garden. I never thought I'd ever leave Colorado. So, but spirit kept bringing it up and bringing it up. And so I did another writing, and spirit said, Nancy, you still need to learn to let go. And you need to learn to trust. You'll flourish on the island, and our book will flourish. And I really wish that you'd consider moving. And he told me that we would be here by the end of the summer. And my husband did not want to move. He said, I'm not moving. And I said, well, I have to follow God and not man anymore. And he said, really? And I said, yes. So he said, fine, I won't stand in your way. But he didn't help me with anything. But he didn't think I'd be able to do it all, and I couldn't. But everything was done. Spirit took care of everything. We sold our house in 3 months. We found a home here. And now every day we wake up and we just are so grateful. We thank God for moving us to this. It's a magical place. So when you follow Spirit, you can't go wrong. You absolutely can never fail.
Wow, that is such a beautiful message, Nancy, in so many different ways. And just how interesting that you had to face some of your biggest fears by going on the ferry, on the water. And then once you work through that, it's like you were led to a place that was better than you could have ever imagined. That's but you had to overcome that fear. You had to work through that fear and listen to Spirit in order to do that.
Yes, I believe it is a lesson in trusting. I think that so many of us feel that we're unworthy, that why would God, why would Spirit, you know, want to help us, or we've made mistakes, or we're not, you know, we're infallible, but we're human, and that's how you grow, by overcoming your fears. The only way out of the fire is, unfortunately, through the fire, but it helps you to grow. I used to always have this reoccurring dream that I was standing on the top, the edge of a mountain, and the ground was crumbling all around me, and Spirit kept saying, jump, jump, I'll protect you. And I was like, are you crazy? I can't even see the bottom. And Spirit kept saying, Nancy, just jump. And I wouldn't jump, and finally the ground is crumbling, and I slip and I fall, and there's this tiny little branch hanging out of the side of the mountain, and I grab hold of it, and I'm holding on for dear life, and I still can't see the bottom, and the branch is pulling out of the mountain, and I'm still holding on to it, and Spirit's saying, let go, let go. And finally I think, well, I'm going to fall anyway. I might as well pretend I have faith, so I let go.
And that is our lead into our second break here, or sorry, third break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our guest, Nancy Byrne. Stay with us.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Thank you.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on OM Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. Special guest today, Nancy Byrne, talking about her book, Choices, A Catalyst for Personal Growth and Change. So you're my neighbor, Nancy. I'm over in West Seattle, so you're just right across the pond, as we say here in Seattle. So welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
And, you know, before we went to break, one of the quotes that was kind of jumping up in my head is, you know, the leap of faith that you took to do this. It takes a leap of faith. And we are so – a lot of us get into that fear-based energy of the what-if world and what – I don't know if I can do it and what if this happens. And I was just thinking of the quote from Emerson when he talks about what lies behind you – and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you. And listening to that voice and trusting and believing in that that sense of knowing, that voice that's talking to you, just having awareness to that is very important. And I think it'd be important for our inspired listeners to know that as well. Listen to the whispers of your heart and your soul and that awareness, because even Eckhart Tolle talks about awareness is the greatest agent for change.
I agree with that, and I really like that quote. I think that we want things – we're so fearful of doing anything different. We want things to be the way we think they should play out.
Mm-hmm.
But Spirit knows exactly what we really need and how things should be, and Spirit sees the whole big picture. We just see it like we've got blinders on. We're just – we have tunnel vision. And so when you do take that leap of faith, when you do let go and you do trust Spirit – things are just, you can't even believe how amazingly wonderful they are. It just, and it turns out so great that you couldn't even visualize it. You couldn't have planned it or prepared it if you tried to, because you don't have all the tools that you need to do it. And we do tremendous things that we don't even realize. We have, if Spirit lives in you, then you have the same power that Spirit does. Mm-hmm. When we lived in Colorado, we had neighbors. They had two small girls. And one time, as in Colorado, we had this huge, huge storm, lightning and hail. And it was just really a bad storm. And the wind was blowing. And all of a sudden, there was a crash against the house. And I ran downstairs to see what it was. And the little girl's trampoline had blown and crashed against our back house. We didn't have a fence at that time. And even though their dad had staked it very carefully and cemented it and everything, the wind was so fierce it had blown, you know, their trampoline free. And then I went back upstairs and I looked out and there's the two little girls are outside, and one's just in her little underwear, and the other's wearing a little top and her underwear, and they were like 2 and 4. And they're walking around picking up the poles for their trampoline in a lightning storm. So I called their home, and there was no answer. So I got in the car, and I went over there. I'm like, what are you doing? And the little girl, the two-year-old, was crying and crying about her trampoline. I said, where's your mom? And she said, oh, she's visiting Connie. And I said, get back in the house. And they're like, we have to get our trampoline. And I said, don't worry, I'll pick up a few things. And there I was, you know, picking up these posts in a lightning storm. And I'm thinking, geez, I told them not to do it. This is how it's going to end. I'm going to get killed in a lightning storm. So I took as many of the poles back and put it by the side of their house as I could. And I went back home. And all of a sudden, it started hailing within a matter of seconds. The hail was about a foot deep on our back deck. And I look out, and there are these two little girls again. And without even thinking about it, I screamed as loud as I could, I command you to stop this storm now. And it stopped. And then I was do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I thought, it's a coincidence. It'll start up again any moment, but it didn't. And then I'm like, Spirit, I respectfully thank you for stopping the storm. But why is it that we feel we're going to get punished when we do something great, when we use the power that Spirit's given us, especially for good?
Exactly. And especially when the analytical mind goes right to that, oh, that's a coincidence or that's a synchronicity. How about the fact that you asked and they heard you and they, you know, stopped the storm? You know, how about just keeping it simple?
Exactly. You know, people lift cars all the time. We cannot pick up a car. We're not strong enough. But mm-hmm. if your child is under that car, you not only lift it up, you can lift it up with one hand while you push your child out of the way with the other. We can do anything we have to do. We have it all within us. We don't want to admit it. We don't want to realize, you know, what amazing miracles we are, because then we're accountable. We're accountable for our own life. And it's easier to blame society, religion, the government, somebody else. And we make the choices that will affect our own lives. We're responsible for our own lives.
Exactly. And you, when we were talking, you were talking about creating a choices movement. Tell us what that means and what your vision is for that.
I really think it's important to get this message out to the multitudes. And there are so many people telling us what we need to do with our lives. You know, we have to follow certain rules with our own reproductive system. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to take shots that may hurt us, but we're supposed to do it. Nurses are supposed to be vaccinated for the flu shot. They don't believe in it. They know it causes more harm than good, so they don't want to do it. And I just was going to get some bracelets that say my life, my choices. And I just got a call that the t-shirts and the jerseys were in, but that say my life, my choices. And I thought if we could just get as many people to just, you know, show that we're taking our power back. We don't mm-hmm. have to be ruled and dominated and controlled by everybody else. It's our life. We get to make the choices for our own lives.
And how would you, what would be some steps for our inspired listeners out there to help them step into their power? What are some things that they can do? Because we're surrounded by so many things, whether it's TV, media, the latest application on our iPhone. What, with all these distractions, what are some steps they can do to feel empowered and make these choices that you're talking about?
I think the most important thing is to just be quiet and go within. You know, we spend too much time in front of the TV. It's not mm-hmm. living our lives. We're just vegetating. And it's interesting and entertaining sometimes, but it really impacts you. What you let into your soul, it stays there. I get really upset and nervous sometimes when I watch TV. But if you could just be still, if you don't have to meditate. You could go for a walk in nature and just talk to Spirit. If you have a really good friend, you don't just call that friend when you need something. You talk to them on a regular basis. You know, the only time we talk to Spirit usually is when we need something, when things are going really bad, when things are going great, we just mm-hmm. ignore them, you know? And I think it's important for us to build a friendship with Spirit too. Spirit is our best friend. And just start talking, asking for guidance, for help, for answers. They will come to you. They will come to you if you ask, because Spirit wants to give you everything. If somebody gives you a check for $1 million, it's no good unless you take it to the bank and cash it. It's just a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. You've been given everything you need. Use it. Start realizing who you are. Remember who you are and choose to be that person again. And I love to go out and just sit in nature. To me, that's where I get my inspiration, and walking in the woods, or even now I'm starting to walk along the beach, and it's a really enjoyable time, and I get so many messages.
Well, and you're here in the Pacific Northwest now too, and you're over on Whidbey Island, which is a beautiful area, and you know you're surrounded by a lot of majestic mountains, the Olympics right behind you, the Cascades right in front of you. Yeah, nature is definitely one place to get out and get in tune with yourself. And there's different, you know, for our inspired listeners, there's all sorts of different meditations. You don't have to sit and be still. You can do what Nancy was just talking about. Get out in nature, start a garden, put your hands in the dirt, talk to a friend. There are many different forms of meditations to connecting to yourself. And, you know, it kind of reminds me, Nancy, of the quote from Aristotle, where he talks about the ultimate value of life is dependent upon awareness and the power of contemplation rather than upon mere survival. And sometimes I think that's what we're doing. We're just in a mere survival mode and just disconnect and put ourselves in front of the TV or, watch the news and believe everything that we're told. And again, it comes back to that awareness of what's in and that inner calling to take that leap of faith and follow your dreams and your beliefs. Believe it, see it, achieve it, just like with your book choices and, and then being able to speak at the I Can Do It conference. That's just a very powerful story and taking that book off the shelf. So congratulations on the book and commend you for following your path and your heart and finishing the book because it was a choice, right, to finish it or keep it up on that shelf and have it collect dust. So real quick, Nancy, for our inspired listeners out there, where can they find the book and go out and purchase it?
You can get the book at Balboa Press. You can get it through Amazon.com. or through Barnes & Noble. Or you can go to my website, webpage, which is www.choices-nlb.com and order it directly from me.
Perfect. Well, again, I'm glad we could get you onto the show. It was a little late than never, but we appreciate you being our special guest this week, and we'd love to have you come back in the future on Inspired Living where we can have more time with you. So we've run to the end of the show.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for having me.
And next week's guest, Kim, we're going to have Dina Babel and Karen Luis talking about the Fatherless Daughter Project. So that's going to be very interesting.
Yes, that will be. And enjoy your week, everyone. We'll see you next week on Wisdom Wednesday.
Wisdom Wednesday. So until then, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.
Namaste.